now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Don't be a jellyfish. Don't act like a jellyfish. If you're floating around like a jellyfish, how are you ever going to get anywhere in your career? If you're out there saying, I just need a job, that's not the right approach. If you've been out of work for some time, I certainly understand that you need a job. But you need to get focused on what you want to do with your life and your career. Don't be a person that goes from job to job all your life. Find a career. It's very important for you to find some type of trade, some type of career. Doesn't have to be white-collar career. It could be any kind of trade certification, but something that identifies you. In other words, don't drift. Don't be one of those that goes from job to job to job. Don't be a jellyfish. Do you know why? Do you know why? For all the obvious reasons, right? But you know why? Because during this economic downturn, and during all economic downturns, not just this one, most people that are working are in careers. And most people that are out of work are in jobs. There are exceptions to this, obviously. There are exceptions. But it's true. In this economy, people that are in careers are feeling it too. It's slow. I'm not saying this economy's great. We all know it isn't. But even though this economy isn't great, the people in careers that have some type of trade, some type of certification, some type of career that can identify themselves are doing better than people that are just in jobs. So guard yourself against saying, I just need a job. Look, hey, I've been there. I know what you're talking about. And you got to do what you got to do for your family to hold you over. But you must find some type of career field. And it doesn't have to be white collar. It could be any kind of certification or trade. Quit drifting. In other words, if you're one of these wandering nomads going from job to job and you really don't have a career, you've been the hardest hit in this economy. So how are you going to get out of this rut? How are you going to get out of this rut? Well, quit drifting like a jellyfish and find a career. Quit drifting around like a jellyfish. See, jellyfish are drifters. You know this, right? If you don't know this, if you've never been to the beach or you don't live by the water, they drift around. They have some swimming abilities, but very little, very little. They drift. They go with the flow. They really don't have any direction. You ever watch them? They don't have any direction. They kind of go with the flow. They go with the tide. They just kind of, you know, at certain times of year down here, they're all washed up on the beach. You know, but they just kind of drift around. They just kind of drift around. No direction. Sound like anyone you know? Does that sound like anyone you know? Is this you? Is this you? You know, in my business, I meet people in their 20s that are like this, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. That's true. All the different age ranges, workable age ranges, they just constantly have drifted all their life. These people are the hardest hit in a downturn economies. The people with careers are not. Am I splitting hairs? Well, maybe, not really though. See, There are so many reasons for you to find a career instead of a job. Let me be more specific. Let me just give you a few reasons. More security, more direction, more self-esteem, more fun, more money. Should I keep naming reasons? See, in a career, and I've said this on the show many times, in a career, it becomes you. It's how you're identified. You're a doctor. You're an architect. You're an accountant. You're a dentist. You're a teacher. What do you do? I'm a teacher. What do you do? I'm an architect. What do you do? I'm a dentist. See? You get it? See? See how a career identifies you? It becomes you. It becomes you. And it doesn't have to be white-collar position. A lot of times when I do these shows, people get confused. Well, I don't want to be a white-collar guy. I'm good with my hands. Hey, it doesn't have to be that. A career has to be something that identifies you, a trade, a certification, something that is you. Okay? It doesn't have to be white-collar position. It could be a master mechanic, an equipment operator, a heavy equipment operator, a certified welder. By the way, those are in demand all across the world right now, but that's another story. An airplane mechanic, a certified commercial truck driver, a police officer, a fireman. In other words, some type of trade or certification also works. You're not drifting now. You also have a trade. It's what you are. It's how you're identified. It is what becomes you. It is what becomes you. In other words, the same thing, like a dentist, a doctor, blah 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 blah. Same thing with these trades. You're a AutoCAD technician. Do you see? Most of these things have some type of training. Could be a 2-month truck driver training. Could be a two-year certification to be a mechanic. Could be a fireman training. It could be military careers also. In other words, these also identify you, don't they? These other type of certifications. It doesn't have to be white collar necessarily. The main thing is don't drift, don't float, don't go with the flow, don't go with the tide. Don't be a jellyfish. Don't be a jellyfish and go with the whims of the tide and wherever people are pushing you. You take control. Get some rudders and get into a career. Your goal should be to get into a career and get out of the job-to-job rat race. Am I saying that every person in a career likes it? Am I saying that? No. No, we're all human. That would be impossible. And if you're one of these people in a career and you hate it, guess what? You can change it. I'm talking to you, too. You don't like what you're doing in your career? Change it. Go find another career. You can do it. You did it once. Do it again. Take control of your life and your career. Don't just go with the flow. And don't just drift through life. Don't be like a jellyfish with no direction or guard, any type of guidance in your life. Do you know one of the other reasons why you don't want to be a jellyfish? They don't live very long. I hope this helps all of you with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.